হচ্ছে wish all his best.
Et d'abord, Boche souhaite à tout le monde Tachi Dele tous ses meilleurs souhaits.
Dudon Zanje Dan Jedong O Ridon Jingro Jam Zedong Da Tume Bardin Lama Dambe Zabje Dodr Mame Bala Zabje 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 Jevane Zerab Dam Jedong Rorome Braje Zuzumo Bardin Durje Jawar Gen Jabda Lama Garma Ba Jingro Gen Jen Jone Siji Ba Jirje Dam Manjir Ma Tene kwenche sepo, wanjiru chu chong pechin chom drala, nanjiru se che kwewe dut, rarmi tu chi chong waranzo. O la sata, nruwa namgan thata nyambe, simchin tamche chi thongdo, zopisanche chi kongpang, dobarsa, te yi che do tambe chu la tisang kongsun chi chumbarsa wa nyambe.
And first of all, we should develop the bodhicitta, the enlightening mind, and thinking that in order to achieve the enlightenment or the perfect Buddhahood, for the sake of all the sentient beings as limitless as this space, we are going to practice the Dharma through listening, reflecting, and meditating or contemplating upon it.
Tene tambe chula tupa tan samba gomba sunga kapsu te sanjo chod semti pate kira karchimore.
And whenever we listen or study the Dharma and reflect upon it or contemplate upon it or put it in practice, and the first and the most important thing is to develop bodhicitta.
Tempo yinpe jimtsen kain yon no? The Jumsen te Sanjong Cho the same chepe, since Ibaina, Tupa Samba Gomba Song Karisena, Sanji Gomba to be joined over
it.
Sanjong Cho the same chepa, Simji Mazina, Sanji Gomba to be joined over him.
The reason why it is very important to develop the bodhicitta or enlightening mind, because if our practice, whether it is practice of Dharma, whether through listening or reflecting or meditation, if it is guided by or sustained by the development of enlightening mind or bodhicitta, so then all the practices that we do may become as a cause, a prime cause, a supreme cause of the achievement of the enlightenment. And on the contrary, if it is not guided by or not sustained by the development of bodhicitta, so then they will not become the cause for
enlightenment.
And particularly when we listen to the teaching, for example, and even if we don't understand the meaning of the Dharma, if we develop a bodhicitta, if we listen to the teaching, even if we don't understand it, even if we couldn't understand the meaning of Dharma properly, if we are guided by the bodhicitta, that means if we develop the bodhicitta, so then this listening to the act of listening to the teaching itself becomes a great cause of enlightenment.
Tene penna lanje kapso thikpa chimbe lole yimpin dogore yimpin droba teyan te sanjuk jisem lara lepa am tu gubare.
According to Mahayana system or according within the tradition of the Mahayana, and one has to accomplish the benefit of the other beings, which is the most important in the Mahayana path. So this accomplishment of the benefit of the other beings is entirely depend upon the bodhicitta or the enlightening mind.
Tindu tene lanje kapsa sanjok de sanjok jisem de meba yino tene yimpin
So when we follow the Mahayana path, that is to say, when we follow the Bodhisattva's path, and if we have not developed what's called the bodhicitta, the enlightening mind, so then even if you have a great wish to achieve the benefit of the other beings or to accomplish this, the benefit for the other beings, and you will not be able to do it. So even after the achievement of the enlightenment, even after we become one become enlightened or Buddha, so according to Mahayana philosophy or according to Mahayana system, yes, one still continues unceasingly, continues one's activity, yes, unceasingly for the benefit of all the beings. So this unceasing activity for the benefit of all the beings also and absolutely depend on the enlightening mind or the bodhicitta. So if one wonders and how such or this great enlightening mind or bodhicitta can be developed or takes place the development, so that's entirely depend upon the practice development, sorry, and practice of love and compassion.
Ne sanchuk je sem re samba de nyin je te ya te ne rang yin je je kale ka go yer.
And as far as the loving kindness and the compassion is concerned, so it is not easy to develop just like that without being made an effort. It cannot be developed, yes, like spontaneously or naturally in that way. So then if one wonders, so how then one can develop the loving kindness and the compassion? So that we depend upon the various and the different methods taught in the Mahayana. So we have to rely upon all these methods and these different, yes, skillful methods, skillful ways, yes. Concerning loving kindness and compassion, and although you know very well, which says you have studied very well, you understand very well, you know very well. However, the reason why he repeated it again, why he repeated, yes, because they are very, very important. So the methods to develop love and compassion is that we have to consider each and every sentient being as our own father, as our own mother, and our own boyfriend or girlfriend. So in through this technique or through this way, then one develops bodhicitta.
Tene samba de nyingi gom tab nyam se lama yina, tene samba de nyingi de gom ne rembe rembe tene, ma chi pa chi e chi pa gom pe den do tu gure.
So in this way, if one adopts such method, yes, to develop the bodhicitta, and then one will be successful to develop the bodhicitta through love and compassion.
So simchin tamje le je semna samba dan zebe savon yore.
The reason why we can develop love and compassion if we adopt these the method, these techniques, you know, and because we are already endowed with the seed, the seed of love and compassion, the seed of loving kindness, compassion within ourselves, which is already present from the very beginning. And the reason why every sentient beings have the seed of love and compassion, loving kindness and compassion, because this we can understand, we can know, yes, we can learn even from the animals. Even the animals also, they have great love and kindness towards their children or their babies, yes.
Tumbo marong pa ta da zik ta ba sim chin yin da san rong yin du pa chin chula yang rang pala tani kong rang pala tseva yo yore te yo pa le te na tani tseva sa wong yo pa ta re.
For example, a very cruel animal, very a dangerous animal like tiger and leopard, who always live on the other being, other animals also, and love their children, yes, they have great love for their children. So that is a sign that, that is also one of the signs, yes, that every being have the seed of love and the compassion.
Then Rabu sem te tseb saunji, samba te nyingi saunji yinbe, tene jumsi mambo le sanu tango.
So this is the and one of the example, and how the basic nature of the mind or the mind itself is endowed with the seed of love and compassion. So and so we can apply many other examples also how the beings are endowed with the love and compassion.
Then same the seven samojin ba this na. Samba dan tseva te semje rang yinji churi to yore te yindu samba dan yinji te tene jipa tang ma ze gongni gongpa to tse me banpa to yore.
Since love and compassion, since the mind is endowed with the seed of love and compassion, so what is love and compassion? But it says they are the quality, that means they are the quality of the mind. Since they are the quality of our basic our mind, yes, so we can develop them more and more. We can make them perfect one day.
So same banpher thopte sem che so ji saung ji yin bse je na sik de ka de ngo yo le wa de we so same banpher thopte sem che so ji saung ji yin bse te sik de ka de
so la so
che ba tan
a la so
che ba tan sam ba hi rab. So,
for example, we could say that loving kindness, etc., that means the compassion and so on, all the good qualities of the mind, can be developed because the mind is endowed with the seed of these good qualities.
Par chuje trapa ke ceso tanda sem ce saung jin bi jum tin le tin de ceso ce me ba ta me ban phir ba de re pa mang bu dom no song yare.
So pal chuje trapa Shri Dharma Kirti, the great logician, yes, has establishes by various reasons and logical reason, yes, that how the mind is endowed with the seed of the love and the compassion, So since it is endowed with the love and since it's endowed with the seed of love and compassion, how they can be developed, etc.
Parchuja tape che so che me ban parwa chin de dobe kap so te rikpa ma wa ka ye ke che so che me ban parwa ye mar kar sa na che ba nga ma ne de ro wa den den se man do be che ba nga se me be se na che so che me ban phe ge ma re se ke ba re se se ga ba ja bi re se
So when Dharma Kirti established through various reason and through logic, yes, how the mind is endowed, since the mind is endowed with the seed of love and compassion, and how the love and compassion can be developed perfectly, not only how they can be developed limitlessly. So he was opposed by many other opponents, Tirthankara, or philosophers, by giving the reason that since there is no any continuity of consciousness which is coming from the previous life to this life and from this life going to this life to the next life, and how love and compassion, how the mind can have this seed and how it can develop this.
Samba de ninja so te me ban pervar dubala, then it gave up the one of the dogs.
So, since he was criticized in this way, so in order to establish that how the mind is endowed with these two qualities primordially, so first he had to prove, he had to establish how previous life and the next life exist. In order to prove this, first he had to prove, or he has to establish, yes, how mind itself exists coming from previous life to this life.
Then Chevang also do the Larikpa Mandava Mambo Yerete, Ningbun Ravote, Rang Samji Jotela, Samji Joam, Samji Nielinji Jongomatela, Sam Sarikan Remato, Shatan Trata, Jongye Sole, Jim Motope Rikpe do Yeres, so what?
Yes, although there are many reasoning, yes, and how the consciousness, how the previous life, yes, exists, and how the consciousness comes from the previous life to this life, although there are many reasons, but the main reason, and the most important reason, is that the cause of the mind should be another mind, not a material. The cause of material cannot be a mental things, or mental phenomena. It can't be. The cause of the mind should be cause mind itself, some the previous mind.
Mainla, then the children they baba say.
So, the philosophy which assert yes, that non-existence, that the previous life does not exist. So this philosophical system is called in Buddhist literature is called the Tsuruldzebaba, which means the one who always. This life is only beautiful. Yes. Who always have the view that only this life should be beautiful, which means one should enjoy this life. Surul Zebaba. Surul means this life. Zebaba means the one who follow this. This life is only this life is beautiful. That's all.
Tell Surul Zebaba say go with you. Then Karasan Surul Chendan Zebaba. Chendan Kang keep it up here to Zogo Gris.
And the reason why this philosophical system and is called Tsuruldzebaba, which means only this life is beautiful, because they always assert on the enjoyment of this life, because since only one life exists, so they say one should enjoy this life, one should make this life very beautiful, which means very enjoyable.
Tenan jiktenje dedok te jeba ngase mebe sena jiktenje dedok te lele chang soa mares lele soa mae be jimse de karasena jeba ngase mebe sena lele soa mares te ma se kuncho ya yo mares seba bu kuncho ke ya seba mares ta chen de jibo yun ya de tonda ranang be zo la re la ra le bares be rang be zo zon chen de jibo go bares
So they say that So as a matter of fact, they say that the what's called suffering and happiness or pain and pleasure of this life is not the result of the karma, because result of the positive and negative karma, because result of positive and negative karma of the previous life, because previous life doesn't exist. So therefore, why one is happy and why one is not unhappy? Because that is whole entirely depend on one's effort. If one makes a lot of effort, one will be more happy this life. If one doesn't make an effort, one won't be happy. So this is a way they say. They present their view in that way. So they say that if one wonders that if previous life doesn't exist, if some continuous conscious agent doesn't exist, so then how one takes birth, how we came into existence with a physical body as a life, you know. So they say this is a natural birth, which takes place by itself, by natural ways. So they give reasons and how the different, yes, the natural the quality of the nature, yes. For example, they say that when a water always has the tendencies to go down, to flow down, not never climb up. And similarly, a fire, for example, a flame of fire, even if you upside down, but still it has always intention to blaze up, not never downwards. So it's nature, yes. It's natural, how to say, natural
law.
Activity. Natural law, yes. They say it's natural law. Law of nature, that's all.
So
in this way, through they give through many reasons. Yes, they say that they say and how, yes, both these beings and the external world, the whole universe, is not created by karma. And neither is created, they are created by the karma or action of the beings of previous life, nor they are created by God, some supreme power. They are just, they take place, their birth or their creation takes place by, just like that, naturally. It's natural event, that's all. So this, because one of the reasons why they don't believe they don't accept, yes, the existence of the previous lives and so on, because they only accept what they see in front of them. They only accept what they perceived with their sense faculty directly. And apart from this, and they can't see, and since they cannot see, yes, they don't accept, yes, all the very hidden phenomena, the hidden things, yes, the conquer hidden, isn't it? It's hidden, yes. They don't accept the hidden some phenomena or mysterious phenomena because they cannot perceive directly with their sense faculties.
Nechi ji sepa po kuncho me le jundi mi na Tene ते मैं पतंज सांबल गुबा कर यो सेना ते ले जुमडे यो सांते ले जुमडे जी छे तो तने कावाचे पता कोंजो नि बचे तो कावाचे पा पम बो यरे ते सोल पेंगरी सांग यरे
So then they say that if one wonders, if one asks a question to them, yes, if the previous life or the karma or the actions of the beings which are the creating force of these both the inner beings and the outer the world, yes, or the God, creator of the God, yes, it doesn't exist, yes. Or some supreme power. Some people believe that the universe was created by some supreme power, which is called the God or Ishwara. If they neither this nor that, it doesn't exist. So then, and what is the use of composing the text to explain these things? You know. So then they say yes, because it's necessary to compose such text to explain how the supreme power doesn't exist, how karma cause and effect doesn't exist, because. Many people suffer, many people give their they give pain to themselves on the name of religious practice, or they practice a lot of hardship, yes, in their life. So this way they, on the name of religion, on the name of a spiritual path, they suffer. So in order to guide them, show the right path. So we compose this text. They say like.
So that lende zane ke milimba, churun zepa ba. Lende ke milimba, kuncho ke milimba nana yang, yang ti che da kawa che pa la kanga yungre tele pengre sambe tenju samba la san na yang, nambe lo la tene semtse sa wong chin be, ta nda wo che in tongo yuris.
So even the philosopher and philosophical system, which is called Surul Zeparmava, means who only believe in this life, only existence of this life, nothing more than that. Even they also, and in order to they guide the other people so that they don't follow the wrong path, so that they don't torture themselves on the name of religious practice. So they really feel sorry for them. And they compose such texts, although this text is wrong, of course, but they compose such texts in order to benefit other beings, the other fellow beings, you know, fellow human beings, yes. So which means even these beings also, who doesn't believe in the karma cause and effect, who doesn't believe in the existence of the God or supreme power, also have some feeling, some love and compassion for other people. That's why they compose such texts in order to show the other people a right way. The compassion and loving kindness for other is our the basic nature of our mind.
When a cheva ngase meba in the same tambo de kaval cheva rese na same tambo te tambo same te pame kota ndubal te ne che te ne nyiba te so tambo same ne same cheva ndubal te ndubal rese.
Kashelo.
Yerere kashelo.
So in a certain philosophical system, yes, they believe that they question, yes. They say that if one questioned that, and how the first mind came into existence. So they say that the first mind came into existence by the cause of the eggs of the mother and the semen of the father, of the male, yes, by combination of this, by coming together these two things, then the first mind was produced, and the first mind produced the second mind, and the second mind produced the third mind. So they accept, they assert or they establish there's another philosophical tenet, yes.
Remember Lola, same tambo te pamekhata le cheva mahimba, tene padinam hite ngarti kupande vatere.
So on the other hand, according to the philosophy, and which believe and which assert or which establish that how the previous life exists, and previous life and the next life exist, according to this philosophy, so the cause, the prime cause of the present mind, the mind of the present life, the first cause of the prime cause of the present, the mind of the present life, is the mind which is coming from through the bardo, which means the mind of the previous being, our previous existence, which after the death, passing through the bardo, enter in this physical body.
Alors,
that jivana se yepa lok tada se na, pena nga se mei pukandra wachil cha yana, puka chung chung kapsa ne, kakhele samba nyingi chenpo chenda, kakhele yang samba nyingi chenpo mewa da, shepa mandava yungko yepa te, jivana nga ma, nga se yepa ta yinpa, nga pa lo la te, jivana nga se yepa ta nda wun zingi yore, ta ka jum chen tu zingi.
So, according to Buddhist philosophical system, of course, we establish and which assert, yes, the existence of the previous life and the next life, karma, cause and effect, yes. So, the children, yes, of the same parents, also some, one is more compassionate, have more compassion and love or kindness for the other one, for the, and then the other one has less. So why these differences occurs? Why the difference happens between these two children, yes, although they are the product of same parents. So this is also presented as one of the reasons, yes. In brief, let me just say that, and if one wishes to, yes, to know how really previous life and the next life exist through logic or through reasoning, so then of course one is indispensable, yes, to depend upon the logic, text of logic, yes, or say reasoning, yes, composed by the great accomplished learned like Dharmakirti and Dignanga.
Ordana number lola semtseva saunchin da kirap de saunchin balatine tene tseva de kirap de zokona tseva compared and do kirap compared and do the sanji ji ko batto.
So in brief, according to Buddhist, according to the tradition of Buddhist philosophy, yes, within the tradition of Buddhism, and since the mind is endowed with the quality, yes, of love and compassion and wisdom, basically, primarily, it has this quality. So this quality can definitely be developed, yes. Love and compassion and wisdom.
Panje se jeta seva ninge chembo komban tharse dami to bi hiram tharse balate sanje se.
And what is called the Buddha and the well known Buddha also, in fact, who was he, Rinpoche said that he was a great being who developed, yes, such love and compassion and wisdom perfectly. So he was known as the Buddha.
Tena nga so simche na sanje tobe jo tsuwo te tseva tan hirab ni tere. Tseva hirab ni po te semje semte ni tseva tan hirab je saunji ni bakor.
So that's the brief explanation, yes. And how
sanje ji komba topa la tseva de hirab ni tar sing gore ti se na sim jin ji sem de sanje ji komba top jo tseva da hirab ji saung ji ba yin ba kon do de ba.
So that's the brief explanation and how and the love and the compassion and wisdom are the cause of enlightenment, and we, since enlightenment, and how the beings have this cause, this prime cause, in how the beings are endowed with this prime cause, which are as a seed, yes.
Chula yichi ji tepa te, yichi tembo te kale kabore mato, ichi tempo de chi yona chule ichi tempo chi chona chu nyam se lemba la kale ka ko kam ma
and generally speaking it is very difficult to develop a genuine faith in the Dharma. And once we have developed a genuine faith, a perfect, a pure, genuine faith, yes, so then to practice Dharma is not difficult. So the reason why, because even practice and love and compassion is also enough if we really have developed a great faith in it or trust in it. So now we are going to do a meditation for a little while, a meditation on loving kindness. Meditation on loving kindness is that to remain in the state of the mind which focus on all the sentient beings, which embraces all the sentient beings and wishes that if only all the sentient beings become and happy and endowed with the cause of happiness.
Sanjo Zim Jorum Bhoje Madhya Vanaji Jyoti Jivanyam Bhame Badam Gune Gondo Bhavash.